Jurors are still deliberating in the federal fraud case against Shaka Chipfatah Jr. after weeks of testimony. Prosecutors portray him as a scam artist. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports Fatah has been fighting back.
U.S. Attorney Eric Gibson said Fatah told banks he needed loans as working capital, but then used the money for other things.
Armani suits, fake brochures, and a dizzying array of credit cards and bank accounts do not make one a legitimate businessman or the next Mark Zuckerberg any more than sitting on the couch eating Fiesta Pizza watching Law and Order makes one an attorney.
Fatah is a college dropout representing himself. He says the government has been focusing too much on what he spent his money on.
They don't like my lifestyle. They just don't like it. Hey, he was at a restaurant. You know, he ate at places that I can't afford to go to. That's the government's problem with this.
Jurors are weighing whether to convict Fatah on 23 counts against him. Among them, prosecutors say, is one count of defrauding the Philadelphia school district by falsifying his expenses as a subcontractor, then pocketing the money. Here's U.S. Attorney Paul Gray.
His whole life is just talk. No clients, no income, no money, and pay no taxes.
Objection. Overruled.
Why you're sticking it to the school district?
Throughout the trial, Fatah has maintained that he never intentionally lied on official documents and that his extravagant lifestyle was funded by legitimate earnings. Fatah is the son of Congressman Shaka Fatah Sr.
This case by the government starts from a fundamental misunderstanding of what it is to be a businessman.
The government, though, says he operated a nearly non-existent business and fabricated clients. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.